Roger Zelazny was one of the earliest adult-level fantasy fiction authors that I read, enjoying the first five books of the Chronicles of Amber all the way back as an early teenager. When I heard about this book, I was like, heck yeah! Was it worth my time? Hi, I'm Jim, the father of this father-son show, Fantasy for the Ages, where we talk about fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy things we enjoy. Today, just Jim, the father, coming at you with a spoiler-light book blast on A Night in the Lonesome October by Roger Zelazny. I will not ruin this book for you. I'm going to give you a general idea of what it's about, but if you haven't read it, you're safe here. And if you have read it, you'll know what I'm talking about, and you get to see if you agree with me. I had nothing but good things to say about Roger Zelazny when I heard about A Night in the Lonesome October, but I'd only read one series of his, nothing else. So it could have been a fluke. I mean, what I read, I liked, but maybe Zelazny's other stuff was garbage. Still, what I heard about it interested me. Consider. It's a mystery novel wrapped around a Sherlock Holmes-type character, an investigator checking out wrongdoings all across the month of October. And there's a whole bunch of traditional, very recognizable monster types as active players in this tale. I mean, we can see that's Dracula, and hey, that's the Frankenstein monster. I mean, you can tell what you're seeing. The novel is a one-off standalone tale. So low commitment, I just have to read this one. And if I don't like it, it's okay. There's no more. The book was one of the last novels written by Zelazny. Potentially, therefore, you could think it would benefit from all of his life's experiences as a successful author. The primary point of view character is Dog. Okay, you put all these things together, that's a lot going for this book, and I figured I could give it a shot. And you know what? I thoroughly enjoyed this tale. Yes, it's a mystery, and it involves monsters and creatures, but it is not a dark, scary horror read. Not at all. This comes off as a light, entertaining whodunit novel. It doesn't take much time. It honestly doesn't take itself too seriously. And it delivers plenty of smiles, maybe even a few chuckles. I have friends who reread this every October. It just works for them, and I can understand. It has a 4.18 rating on Goodreads. I gave it a 5 stars and have no hesitation recommending it to any mystery fan who enjoys a little of the flavor of October and Halloween. So check it out. Thanks for watching this episode. If you enjoyed it, now don't forget to hit the like button down below. And if you haven't subscribed yet, this is a great opportunity to become a subscriber. Thanks for watching. We'll talk to you next time.